Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Tmura Daf Yod Ber Amud Aleph. At the next Mishnah, which is really two Mishnayot, Ein HaMedumah Medameh Al Alfi Cheshbon Ve'en HaMachumatz Machamez Alfi Cheshbon Ve'en Mayim HaShuvim Pochsim Et HaMikva Alfi Cheshbon. And this Mishnah that also appears in Trumot. And what it means is that Medumah, which is when Truma falls into Chulin, only violates, shall we say, or infects the chulin based on ratio, which means that if, let's say, one truma grape fell into five chulin grapes, so you now have six grapes that are all treated as meduma, so you have to treat them like truma. If that six fell into 100, we will now not say that you have six in 100, but rather you have one in 105 that is truma, and therefore the whole thing is mutar, take one out and give it to the kohen. Is also about truma, and that is if you have leaven, which is truma, and it falls into a dough, and it leavens, but it only can leaven partially, and it needs some help from some non-truma leaven, then the thing is not asur. Because we don't regard the whole thing as truma. And we'll see how that plays out. But remember that three lugim of mayim shuvim invalidate a mikvah that is 40 sa minus three lugim. Okay, the next mishnah is ve'ein mechatat osim mechatat ela im matan efer. That the only way that mechatat become holy for the paraduma is when you put the ashes in, which means you have to put the ashes in afterwards. And that's the order. Ve'en beta pras osim beta pras. Beta pras, which is a field where there was a grave, and we don't know where it was, and the field got plowed, so there's a grave or parts of a body that are strewn throughout it. And then if that beta pras gets replowed out, it doesn't propagate further based on the shear. Ve'en truma achar truma. Meaning if you take truma and then somebody else takes truma from the same thing, it's nothing. Ve'en tmura usa tmura. If you make a tmura, that tmura cannot make a further tmura, which is why this whole thing is here. Ve'lo havlad usa tmura, and we've already seen this, Rabbi Yehuda, havlad usa tmura. Amelo hektesh usa tmura, ve'en havlad usa tmura. They disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda and said only a hektesh itself can make tmura, not the vlad. Okay, Mantanas, let's go step by step. The first thing about Meduma, Amrachib, Rabbim Yochan, Deloka Rabbi Eliezer, none. Se'ashot Shumash Shafal Pachot Me'achun V'nidma'u, so if you have a Se'ah fell less than 100, Rafim Rabbeduma Lakom Acher, and the whole thing fell into another batch, like I described, Rabbi Eliezer Amer, Medameh Kuchumat Vadai. We treat it as if, now, the whole first mix was Truma, and then that ratio needs to be there for Bitol. Chum disagree and say, no, it's only based on the original truma that fell in, and then do the cheshbon based on that. This does not follow Eliezer. If you have some leaven or yeast of chulin and some of truma, and they fell into a dough, neither one of them would be enough to leaven it. But when it says v'arvu v'chim v'chimtzu, that together they were a chametzit, whichever came last defines it, which means if the last one was truma, then the whole thing is truma. It doesn't matter what order they fell in, unless the truma has enough alone to be machmitz, then it's not truma. It's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Now we don't identify who it's not, but rather who it is. Non, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. It's really the Tanya. Let's say if a mikveh that has 21 seah of proper rainwater. Here's what you do. You could take 19 seah, which of course together make 40, of mayim she'uvin. You put them into a hole that is near the mikveh, and then you draw from that in so that it flows in, v'hein torin, it works out. Mayim she'uvin can become purified for mikveh if there's first of all a rove in the mikveh, 21 is a rove of 40, and hamshacha that is drawn in this way through a channel. So Michal Rabbanon Sabri de Brevi'al Hamshacha lo, so the Rabbanon disagree with him and they're more stringent. So I will have a chiyata Rabbi Yochanan shuvashim shichua kula tahora mani. But Rabbi Yochanan was reported to have said, and Ravine reported it to us here in Bavel, that if you have an entire mikvah of mayim shuvim, all drawn in, it's tahor. So that's no rabbi of an obelezer. That's nobody. El amar abba Therefore, it must be that Rabbanan actually more lenient than Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And what does Lefi Cheshbon mean in our Mishnah? Lefi Cheshbon Kelim. It's not Lefi Cheshbon of the water, but Lefi Cheshbon of the vessels. Yosef ben Choni, he is authored by Yosef ben Choni, a relatively unheard of Tana. Tana, Shloshu Lugim Maim Shuvim Shnaflu Maim Mishnaim Shlosha Kelim. Let's say that you have a mikveh that's three Lugim short, and you have Maim Shuvim fall in, and they were in two or three different Kelim. Filu Babacha Meshach Kelim, okay, they'd be in a lot of Kelim. But just together, it was three lugim. Poslim at the mikvah. Yosef and Choni and Rishnayim Shlosha Kelim poslim mikvah. Babar Chamisha ain't poslim at the mikvah. He disagrees and he says that if there's not at least one log per kli, then it's not called Maim Shuvim that are poslim at the mikvah. So therefore, the fi cheshbon him means cheshbon kelim. Now to the next Mishnah, ve'in mechatat nasa mechatat. So Mantana, who's the author of this approach that says that the only way for mechatat to become sanctified is if you first have the mechatat and then the afer comes in? Again, we're going to identify who it's not. And this is in the context of Sota. Hikdima falamayim. You're supposed to take water and put the dirt into it. But what if you put the dirt in first? Pasul Rabbi Shimon Machshir. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. So let's see why, how that impacts some mechatat. Ma'itam Rabbi Shimon dichtiv lakhu latamen afar sefar achatat. He quotes the pasuk about paraduma. V'natam alamayim chayim. It's not afar. They don't take afar. They take afer. Afer is ashes. Lo afer hu. Said the Torah in Paraduma deliberately used the word afar, which is wrong, in order to make a gzera shava between the water of Sota and the water of Paraduma. In Sota. Just like in Sota, the afar has to go on top of the water. Same thing. Ideally, the ashes go on top of the water in Paraduma. And just like in Paraduma, if you did it out of order, it's kasher. That's Rabbi Shimon's position. And that's why he's not the author of a Mishnah. Same thing here. In Sota. So Hacham and Alan, how do you know that in Paraduma it doesn't matter what order it goes in? Trey Kaik TV, that's it. And the answer is that the same Pasuk says two things. Vanatan Alav, which means you put Afer, and on top of that you put water. On the Afer Beresha, the ashes go in first. Mayim Chayim al Kelly, then you call them Mayim Chayim. Mayim Chayim means they're unadulterated waters. The waters go in first. So Haketzad, Ratzah, Father Mata, Ratzah, Father Mata, you could do either order. And therefore, we say that Rabbi Shimon holds that position, Barduma, and then draws it over to Sota. But Tana did now, what's our Tana's position? My time, Amalach. Sefer Dekra Davka, the end of the Pasuk, which is Mayim Chayim, that is deliberate and exact. But Tana Lav, Larvana. Tana Lav just means mix them. So my Chazit, Amalach, Sefer Dekra Davka, the Moresha Davka. So who says that the Sefer that has the water in first is exact? Maybe the Resha that has the ashes in first is exact? So Lamatzin Amin, Mamatzin, Chomako, Machshel Amala. Normally, the machshir, the thing that makes it fit, comes in afterwards. So, afkan machshir lamala. Therefore, the ashes, which make this water fit for sprinkling, should come afterwards. Okay. Amen, apostles of Beta Pras, about Nitin Lok Rebbe Eliezer. Again, we know this is not following. Not Rebbe Eliezer, Mayor Beta Pras, or said Beta Pras. He says, a Beta Pras can propagate further. So, if you plow it, now you have to measure out. Rabbanan ad kama. So, what's the shear? Ki atar avdimi, amar shlokesh, amar bishirun ben abba. So, what's the shear? Shalosh sadot u'shtei ma'anot. What that means is that there's a field in which this kever was found. So one field to one side and one field to the other side, and two ma'anot length. V'chama malo ma'ana. What's a ma'ana? Which is a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph Yudalad. Me'a ama, 100 ama. Ketanya chorish takever oseh beit apras malo ma'ana me'a ama. And now we have that ma'ana is 100 ama. Okay. Here we can identify who it is, that none. You have two partners. One comes and takes truma, and the other guy comes in and takes truma. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, truma, shneihem truma. They both work. Because each guy was indicating, I want to do it this way. He says, neither one of them works. Because the first guy, his truma was negated by the second guy, and the second guy is by the fact that the first guy took it, and they didn't agree on it, then neither works. And therefore it's all tevel, and you have to go back. If the first guy gave the proper amount, not the right of new rabbanon of 1/50th or so, then the second one's nothing. Truma's been given. If not, then the first one is nothing, and the second one is the truma. Okay. Ain't tomorrow said tmura, my time, amakra utmurato, meaning the tmura of the hekdesh, lo tmura tmurato. It can't propagate further. Vein avlado said tmura, Why not? Amakra hu hu velo vlad. Right? Only the animal itself and not its vlad. Rabbi Yehuda Vlado said Tmura, Damakra, Yihyeh, Lerabotata Vlad. Rabbi Yehuda says that, then says, Yihyeh Kodesh, Yihyeh is there to say even the Vlad. Rabbanan says, Lerabot Shogi Kamezid. Yihyeh is there to tell you it is going to be a Tmura, even if you did it by mistake. So we'll pause at this point, and we'll pick it up with our final podcast in the Perek, in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.